Amen. The Lord our God, He is wonderful. Let us pray. Our God and our Father, our healer and our provider, our all in all. God, we bow once again on a Sunday morning to acknowledge that you're God of our lives and you're our everything. So God, we thank you for another day of life. God, we thank you for the breath of life. God, we thank you for loving us when we were not lovable. God, we thank you for not giving up on us, Lord God. God, we thank you for forgiving us, Lord God. God, we just thank you, God, and we love you, Lord God. Now, God, have your way in this place. We have gathered, Lord God, with anticipation and expectation, God, that you would give us a word of empowerment, a word of healing, a word of conviction, a word of comfort. So, now, God, if there be anything in me that's not like you, God, strip it away in the name of Jesus. God, if you give it to me, Lord, I will stand boldly before your people and share your word, God. So, God, now clear the atmosphere. If there be anything in here that's not like you, God, sweep it away right now in the name of Jesus and have your way in this place. Let your power, your anointing, your glory, your presence be felt throughout this entire building. It's in the name of Jesus the Christ that we do pray. Let the church say amen. God, have your way. God, have your way. A message this morning is from the Gospel according to Matthew. The Gospel according to Matthew. So if you have a Bible close to you or you brought your Bible, I ask that you turn to chapter 14 of the Gospel according to Matthew. And see what God has for us on this first Sunday. You all know on Communion Sunday, we talk about Jesus. We love to talk about Jesus. And if you would go down to verse 22, the 14th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Yes, the children, this is the move of God. The children studied this in Sunday school this morning. So, and we didn't plan it that way, only God. God planned it that way. So children, get your Bibles and stand boldly in the house of God. Stand with excitement. We have provided Bibles to our children. So if there is any baby in the house that doesn't have a Bible, please see me. We want our children to read the word daily with their Bible so they take them home. Some people take them away on Sunday and give them back to them on Sunday. But our children take their Bibles home. The 14th chapter of Matthew, starting with verse 22. And it reads this way in the NIV Bible. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the winds because the waves because the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake or walking on the water. When the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said. "Why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were there in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Amen. You may be seated. Truly, you are the Son of God. God has recently been giving us messages of empowerment. And he gave us a message recently titled, "Do You Want to Be Made Whole?" Because we have a great work, so God wants us healed and whole. And God is saying this morning to us, if you want to be healed and whole, abundant life, stay focused on Jesus. So our message this morning is, stay focused on Jesus. You all know about all the distractions in this world. God is saying to our church, if you're going to receive what I have for you, we must stay focused on Jesus. So this message this morning is for all of us who just may be going through some things and have lost our focus, and we feel like we are just sinking. The winds and the waves are blowing in our lives. And this message is for those of us who are seeking answers to our everyday trials and tribulations, but yet still we feel like we are just sinking. The financial issues, the illnesses, the divorces, the depressions, the addictions, the failures, the grief, the loneliness, the disappointment. Some of us just feel like we are sinking. And even for those of you who are just saddened and concerned about the street violence in our communities and the unjust police shootings of our young men, and you're just so sick and tired, and you just feel like, "God, where are you?" And you feel like you're just sinking. This message is for those of us who have tried to solve their issues on their own. They've tried things their way. They've tried drugs, alcohol, sex, all kinds of stuff to cover up their sin, their problem, and their pain. But yet still you feel like you are sinking. Life's still out of control. But this morning, I believe God has a word for us, you all. And it's found in this gospel according to Matthew. So I pray that you would open your spiritual ears and your hearts and hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to our church this morning. And if you are willing, let the church say amen. Amen. If you are willing to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has for us this morning, amen. Somebody needs to say amen. Amen. Because that means it is so. It is so. We learned that some messages will go. It is so. The book of Matthew, this gospel, was written by this Jewish tax collector, also known as Levi. He was a disciple of Jesus. Jesus called him. Now, once Matthew was really hated, you all, and he was hated because tax collectors were hated in that day. Tax collectors had a reputation of cheating the people. But despite that, Jesus called him. And he became one of the 12. And if you read the story, you'll recognize that Matthew was obedient to God. And his encounter with Jesus changed his world forever. So he began to pen this gospel. See, he wanted everybody to know that Jesus was the Messiah, that Jesus was the Son of God, and God had sent him to save the world. The ones that the Jews had waited for but didn't recognize, they were waiting for a Messiah to take care of the Roman oppression for them. But the true purpose of Jesus was coming. He was coming to deliver us, you all. The Son of God came to die for our sins and to set us free. So this message this morning is relevant. This word is relevant to us this day. Because my Bible tells me this, that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it is profitable for us, for teaching, for rebuking, so that we can just grow up and do the work of the Lord. So this is relevant. So you've heard this before. Yeah, somebody said this book was written a long time ago, but it is still relevant to us this day. So let us just ponder and go a little deeper into what Matthew has to tell us. Beginning around chapter 14, we're told that Herod had beheaded John the Baptist, and Jesus had heard about his cousin John, and he withdrew to a quiet place. He needed to talk with God about this. He needed to talk to his heavenly Father. And he needed the crowds away from him at that time. But the Bible tells us the crowds still followed him. And despite what he was going through, Jesus, being Jesus, had compassion on them. He went about healing the sick, meeting their needs, despite what he was going through. But Jesus, just like we need sometimes, needed a solitary moment. And that's how our scripture begins. He went to talk to the Father. Amen. But as we continue to look at this scripture, Holy Spirit, thank you, Lord God. As his disciples were moving along on the water. Hallelujah, Lord God. Jesus began to approach them. And the disciples were quite a distance from the shore. But when the disciples saw Jesus as he began to walk on that water, they became terrified, the Bible tells us, and they were afraid. By this time, they were exhausted, the winds and the waves beating against the boat, and they thought they saw ghosts. The Bible tells us it was between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. in the morning. And Jesus came walking towards them. Jesus, recognizing their fear, he said, "Do not be afraid." And Peter, being Peter, said, "Lord, if it's you, if it's really you, Lord, tell me to come and walk on that water." And the Bible tells us that Jesus said, "Come." And Peter, being obedient, stepped out of that boat, you all, and he began to look at Jesus and walk on that water. Both Peter and the water were obeying the Messiah at this time. And I can just imagine Peter smiling, going towards his Lord and his Savior. The Bible tells us as long as Peter kept his eyes focused on Jesus, he was able to move in faith towards the Savior. However, the moment Peter took his eyes off Jesus, he looked at things with his physical eyes, and he looked at the violent storm, he began to sink. When your eyes are not on Jesus and you try to do things in the physical realm, believe me, you will begin to sink, people of God. So that's why God is saying to us this morning, stay focused on Jesus. He started to look at his circumstances instead of the Savior. Anybody ever been there? So Jesus just allowed him to just sink briefly into a dark place. He didn't leave him, but he just allowed him to sink into a dark place. See, Jesus was walking and looking all the time. But he allowed him, because he took his eyes off of him, to let him sink into darkness. God is speaking to someone this morning. You need to stay focused on Jesus. Whatever is going on in your life, focus on Jesus and his word. So in that moment of terror, Peter called out. He knew enough to call out, "Lord, save me." Have you ever been there this anytime? Have you ever been there, people of God? When you couldn't figure it out, all you could do is look up to heaven and say, "Lord, save me. I know I made a mistake. God, I know I messed up. God, I know I didn't follow your word, but Lord, save me." Anybody here knows what I'm talking about this morning? You got it all twisted. You thought you could figure it out yourself. You thought you could do it your way. And you started to sink. And all you could say is, "Lord, save me." Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? Come on, somebody say amen. Hallelujah. See, God loves it when his people depend on him and lean on him. Leaning and trusting on Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Help your people. Save me, Lord God. And Jesus answered immediately. He just reached out and grabbed him. And he said, "You of a little faith. Why, Peter, did you doubt? I've been with you all along. I've healed. You've seen me heal. You've seen me deliver. Peter, why did you doubt?" Hallelujah, God. So as we reflect on this story in Matthew, Brother Peter, what can we learn? And it was so much going on in my head last night as I was going through this chapter. I looked at the fear of disciples and people of God. I looked at also the obedience, what happens when you are obedient to God. Hallelujah. I looked at when you cry out to God, what will he do? It was just so much going on in my head last night. So much for our spiritual development, because God is equipping us for a great work, you all. But I would suggest that when Jesus calls to us, number one, we should come. We should obey and not doubt and keep the faith and keep our eyes focused on Jesus. Anybody understand what I'm saying this morning? Whatever comes your way, don't you look to people for an answer. You focus on God and his word. And he will deliver us, yes, he will, from our situation, from our trials, from our tribulations. Because when you do it your way, and I ask you this often, how is it working for you? Really? How is it working when you try things your way? See, Peter was fine as long as he had his eye on Jesus. He was smiling and just walking on water. And then he looked away. Anybody ever looked away from God? When you're going through, you just looked away. God is not working it out quick enough. I don't know where God is, but I heard if I try this, it'll work. I heard somebody across town did that, and it worked for them. Come on, somebody know what I'm talking about. The world's view will never work. Maybe temporary, will never work for eternity. So when we start to view our trials and our tribulations and our storms based on our own understanding, what happens? Somebody tell me. Amen. That's what I want to leave with you, basically. If you do it your way, you're bound to, amen, amen. So we must stand firm on this word of God and stay focused on Jesus. I know this is a basic kind of message, but are you really doing it? Are you really applying it to your life? Because we've heard it before, Pastor. We know about Jesus walking on water. But I ask you the question, do you believe it and will you apply it to your lives? It's not good enough to know this, Bible. I've told you that all the time. You must believe it and apply it to your life and watch things turn around for you and watch you walk in the power of our God. Hallelujah. Basic message, but relevant message. Basic message, but we still don't have it right, people of God. Basic message, but we need to apply it to our lives. Oh, yes, we do. And as we must view our situations, you all, through the lenses that God has already taken care of it when he sent his son, Jesus. Whatever comes your way, God has already taken care of it because he sent Jesus that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus said to Peter, you of little faith. And my suggestion to you this morning, as the writer of Hebrews says, don't you throw away your faith in God. It will richly reward you. You just have to persevere. You just have to press past your situation. Don't you throw away your faith in God. He has so many promises for us if we just hold on and stay focused. Amen. Stay focused on Jesus. Come on, somebody. Whatever comes your way, sickness, stay focused. Divorce, stay focused. Depression, you stay focused. Addiction, you stay focused. People talk about you, you stay focused. Focus. Come on, people of God. Disappointment, stay focused. Lonely, stay focused, people of God. And learn to speak this word over your situation. Stay focused, people of God. Speak this word. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Keep your eye on Jesus and his word. So when the trials, they will come. Oh, yes, that's the reality. When we are tempted to try all kinds of stuff. Stay focused. Speak the word. My mom told me years ago, there is life and death in the tongue. Check out what you're speaking over your situation. The Bible says, what then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Come on, people of God. Get this word in you. Get the world out of you and watch your life change for the better. Speak that word. The word is your weapon. Stay focused on this word. No matter what's going on, God can fix it. No matter how dark the days, remember that nothing can separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, because his love never fails. His love never fails. The Bible says, but God demonstrated his love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. His love never fails. Too often we look to people. People with more drama than we have. But I'm challenging you, whatever happens, stay focused on God. Help me, Holy Spirit, wind this up. Because the world has so many attractive distractions. I'm going to say it again. Attractive distractions. Amen. So many temptations. So many shiny things. Hallelujah. But God tells us, and Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What you need, he will provide. Some stuff you chase, you don't need, you all. Somebody talk back to me. I like a, they say a talk back church. Some of that stuff we chase, you know you don't need. Mean you no good. So stay focused and do this. Look up to heaven like Jesus did when he would pray. Where does your help come from, really? The Bible says my help comes from the Lord. All my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The Lord watches over you. Get this right in your spirit. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your comings and your goings, both now and forevermore. See, that is the word of God for the people of God. You must stay. Hallelujah. So I'm going to try to wind this up because God gives us titles that we can hold on to during the week. People forget sermons. I've told you that before. But when the winds and the waves come this week and some things will happen, you must stay. Hallelujah. I just believe this word. So if you believe this word, I'm going to challenge you to stand all over the sanctuary because Jesus has come that you may be whole, you may be restored, you may be built up, you may be healed, you may be comforted, you may be reconciled, you may be converted, you may be convicted, you may be set free, you may be transformed. That's why Jesus came, that you may be whole, people of God. So if you believe this word, start giving God some praise for the victory in advance. Somebody said, praise is my weapon. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Oh, yes, they do. Somebody in here must start saying, I've decided to follow Jesus. The world's way did not work for me, but I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back, no turning back. I want the victory, so I'm going to keep my focus. My focus is going to be stayed on Jesus. Come on, people of God. We talk about Jesus on Communion Sunday. Oh, yes, we do. Stop trying it your way. Jesus has done it all, but we have to stay focused. Oh, yes, we do. We have to stay focused. Things happen. People hurt us. Sickness come, but we have to stay focused. God sent Jesus to conquer all that stuff. Anybody believe it this morning? Start to celebrate God right now and put the mirror in your face and say, Lord God, I haven't always done it right, but I've decided I'm going to follow Jesus this day. No turning back for me. No turning back. No turning back. Hallelujah.